Well, thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you very much, Barry Bergdahl, for the introduction and also for inviting Docomomo International to have a role in this conference. I'm not going, in details, also because I have to. I'm a respondent, having a very hard job, but I think that few images will open up very well the debate, because some keywords have been said here: the complexity of the situation in Russia, problems of ownership, what to do, the public voice, and so on. And I believe that, in a way, in its very short history of about 20 years, Docomomo has played a role to raise up one of the voice in favor of the Russian avant-garde and modern projects. In fact, and I wish to recall this very quickly from our first statement, Docomomo was founded on the belief that the preservation, it's a whole story to start, of modern architecture presented an urgent worldwide challenge. This was 1888, the end of the 80s, and I think that the challenge required, and it's more evident right now, the fostering of immediate interaction and collaboration across boundaries. I believe that the conference, this 1.5-day symposium, made clear that this collaboration across boundaries, which means countries, cultures, interdisciplinary work, is the most fruitful. Of course, I'm not commenting my slides, but something about public awareness should be raised. I have to operate myself, I think. Docomomo, when it started the register of 20th century modern movement, as it was called at the beginning, had an imperative collaboration and strong connection with what was at the time, Russia, Soviet Union architecture. And here you see example of the very first issue of the register, where you see already the complexity of the country, Russia, West, East. And I'm very grateful that our colleagues from St. Petersburg have been also giving the podium to present their own experience. Heritage at risk. I think it was a turning point, and I wish to thank Natalia Dushkina when she said, well, this has been the largest and probably most important event for a Russian avant-garde and modernist project. I agree with you, Natalia. Time is over in Russia, but we still keep, strong optimism right now. And if I go to that publication, which is one of the several that were presented, here I have another one, and I recall the campaign, I think that we still need to follow up with some of the declarations. Declarations are not the only tool, but I think it's one of probably what we need to do, not the only tool, but something also as a result of this symposium. Anke Zalivako this morning already quoted from the Moscow Declaration. Here I only have one image of the resolution on Konstantin Mialnikov House and Collection. And I'm very grateful now that I know that the Russian Avant-Garde Foundation is taking over, this very important project. When we wrote this the resolution, three major actors members signed the resolution, ICOMOS, of course, OCOMOMO, and the International Union of Architects. Here we see once again, and it's one of the results of this conference, that what I call a collaborative or a collaboration across boundaries is one of the major keywords. I wish to recall that OCOMOMO has been campaigning for several buildings, not only the... not only for the famous monuments. I wish to thank those like Yuri, who called the architecture of the avant-garde monuments. We are not afraid of monuments. But I know that the international audience, the press, public, has been extremely careful in reading what's happening in Russia. I mean, this is the case of, you see, St. Petersburg. I mean, we have heard how small is the awareness about the importance of the heritage, modern heritage in St. Petersburg. I wish to recall a campaign OCOMOMO has been doing for the kitchen factory. So you see, this is a large, it's not one country, it's many countries and many cultures. And I think this is I think it's important. And the very last image, it's not a, doesn't want to be a pessimistic image. But in fact, I mean, soon after the Heritage at Least conference, an important Italian newspaper came up with this image. Goodbye, Moscow. Bye-bye. I mean, there is no evidence that we can save the modern heritage. I believe, and this is as being a respondent, that today we have some different action to take, and we have also a different opinion. I don't think that it's over. I agree, time is going very fast, but we still have some action to take. We need, a declaration is of course important, but what we need to do now, I mean, this is what I think as OCOMOMO chair, is the urgency, it has been already said, for restoration interventions. We need a strategic agenda for one building, a precedent, an exemplary intervention. Okay, this is a priority, but we need to set up an agenda, and also what I would like to call, if it's, I don't know if this is the right way to say it, a kind of charter, what we have to do. I mean, it's not an easy, the urgency is there, but the work that architects need to do, it's extremely complex. It's not only the design project, it's the policy, it's the ownership, it's the legislation, it's to raise up those monuments to the level of federal legislation. All this needs to be established in a very clear operative chart with the with an international involvement in various stages of the various organizations. So I would say, okay, the president, the exemplary project, that's fine. I mean, we need to take the action now. Mielnikov, and they are on two different stage, Mielnikov House and the Narkomfin. But they are both, I mean, at the verge of being launched for an exemplary action, I mean, project of intervention and restoration. An operative chart is important. We all need to agree about that. So I would call for that. I think documentation, I'm glad that we have the director of the museum in Moscow. Documentation remains important. It's more sophisticated than collecting material documentation. I mean, I don't want to recall Le Goff, but a document is also a monument. So documentation needs to be clarified as a tool for intervention. Accessibility of material, accessibility of archive. This is another, I would call as another result of this conference. And then, I don't know, I mean, I think my colleague will come after me. I think monitoring with education, I mean, those two, monitoring what's happening from now on. I mean, it's the future is now in our hands. So, and also a kind, I mean, it's very important, education. So we don't only need to educate the public, but also students and ourselves. I mean, that's something I would be in favor, responding, being as Docomomo International to the to the conference. We have we are a network. I mean, we are not an, we are non-profit membership-based organization. It's more the network. It's the expertise. It's the skill. We don't want to say goodbye to Moscow. We like to say Moscow. It's here, St. Petersburg, and the modern heritage in Russia. I think I can give the podium to my colleague, I mean, from World Monument Funds, who will come up with other proposals, and synergy is the result, I think, that we wish to have.